From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, March 18th, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by the Dempsey Center, making life better for people managing the impact of cancer. Locations in Lewiston and South Portland. DempseyCenter.org.
The tally of cases of COVID-19 in Maine is now 42. Maine Center for Disease Control Director Dr. Nirav Shah says 4 people are hospitalized and 1 person has already recovered. Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center in Bangor plans to begin drive-up testing on Friday for people showing symptoms of coronavirus infection. The hospital's senior vice president, Dr. James Jarvis, told reporters today that the testing used to require a swab of the nose and another at the back of the throat.
We have now realized that we do not need to do that second part of the test. That is good news. For one, it means that everybody only needs to get one particular swab done. And also, that also helps to conserve the number of swabs and testing equipment that we utilize.
Jarvis stresses that the tests are reserved for people who have already been screened by medical professionals. Maine Governor Janet Mills has ordered all restaurants to close to dine-in customers for the next 14 days, starting today at 6 p.m. Speaking at a daily press briefing in Augusta, Mills also announced she's prohibiting gatherings of more than 10 people. Mills says her administration is committed to working with businesses and employees affected by the virus. And public transportation, Maine's beginning to scale back during the coronavirus outbreak. Erwin Gratz has more.
With fewer people needing or wanting to travel for any reason, Maine's transit providers are beginning to scale back. The Amtrak Down Easter canceled 2 round trips yesterday, 2 more today, and its weekend schedule will feature just 2 round trips between Brunswick and Boston, down from 5. Sear Bus Lines has suspended its Bangor to Caribou run. Local bus services will be next. Greater Portland Metro's board meets later today to approve a plan to reduce daily service. Metro is also planning to make its remaining bus service free to riders until at least late April. Erwin Gratz, Maine Public Radio News.
In weather tonight, becoming cloudy statewide with lows in the mid-teens to the mid-30s. Tomorrow, light rain to snow in the south, cloudy north with highs in the mid-30s to the mid-40s. The number of coronavirus cases in Maine, as we've been hearing, continues to climb. And now Governor Janet Mills is taking steps she had originally hoped to avoid, including the mandatory halting of dine-in services at restaurants and bars and a prohibition on gatherings of 10 or more people. Meanwhile, the Maine Center for Disease Control continues to grapple with a problem confronting every state in the country, a shortage of protective equipment for first responders and healthcare providers. As Steve Missler reports, the shortage is limiting more expansive testing and increasing concerns that health officials are losing track of infected people.
Wednesday's daily briefing in Augusta by Maine CDC Director Nirav Shah began with more sobering news.
As of this morning, the Maine CDC is reporting a total of 42 cases of COVID-19 across the state. That includes an increase in 14 cases since yesterday.
The increase in numbers is accompanied by a spread in geography that now reaches 8 of Maine's 16 counties, with Wednesday's confirmed case in Penobscot County. Shaw says 4 people are hospitalized, but another person has fully recovered. That small bit of good news was quickly eclipsed when Governor Mills announced restrictions that are certain to impact Maine's businesses and workers for the foreseeable future.
Under the authority granted to me during an emergency, state of civil emergency, I'm issuing an executive order today mandating that all restaurants and bars statewide close to dine-in customers effective today at 6 p.m.
The restaurant and bar closure lasts until March 31st, and it's a move that the governor was reluctant to make as recently as Sunday. At more than 60,000 jobs, the industry represents nearly 10% of the state's workforce, in addition to $2.5 billion in sales that are certain to dip under the non-dine-in mandate. Governor Mills also announced a prohibition on all gatherings of 10 or more people, including
community, civic, public, leisure, faith-based events, social clubs, sporting events with spectators, concerts, conventions, fundraisers, parades, fairs, and festivals.
Prohibiting such gatherings is allowed because of the civil emergency that Governor Mills announced on Sunday. She also announced another step, although this one was a recommendation. The 2-week closure of all public-facing businesses, such as gyms, hair salons, movie theaters, casinos, and shopping malls. Some Maine businesses have already temporarily closed as a precaution, but the governor's guidance is likely to force more storefronts to darken for the next 2 weeks. Mills acknowledged the potential impact on Maine's economy, but she says the steps she took Wednesday were all designed to further the strategy of social distancing.
COVID-19 continues to spread across Maine. Experts have been clear that implementing social distancing that includes these measures is the most effective method to mitigate its spread and to protect public health.
And protecting public health, and even measure the scope of the outbreak in Maine, continues to be a challenge. CDC Director Nirav Shah has previously said that community transmission of COVID-19 is occurring in Cumberland County, which so far has the most cases, with 24 as of Wednesday. But there's a fear that more people are infected, but who remain unknown to the state and local health officials. Darcy Shargo is the CEO of the Maine Primary Care Association, which represents the state's federally qualified health centers.
Part of the challenge with this whole response is that we can't, with great accuracy yet, predict how big it's going to get.
And Shargo says one of the challenges is the inability to ramp up community testing because there's a shortage of personal protective equipment, or PPE, which people administering the tests must wear. CDC Director Shaw has acknowledged the problem, and he's hoping that recent deliveries of masks, gowns, and face shields from the federal government's Strategic Reserve can help.
Most critically, the distribution of N95 masks that we requested has come in. That's approximately 12,700 N95 masks.
Shaw has also acknowledged reports that the Strategic Reserve may not have enough supply of PPE to meet the demand, but he's hopeful the federal government will take additional action. On Wednesday, President Donald Trump announced that it would.
We'll be invoking the Defense Production Act just in case we need it. In other words, I think you all know what it is, and it can do a lot of good things if we need it.
The Defense Production Act is a 1950s wartime law that allows the federal government to order American industry to produce critically needed medical equipment. Trump did not specify how he would use the law, but his decision to invoke it had been urged by health officials for weeks. Just how quickly the manufacturer of PPE equipment can take place and make its way to Maine and other states is unclear. But Maine CDC Director Shaw says the unknown cases of COVID-19 are worrisome, particularly amid new research from China showing that 6 in 7 cases went undetected and helped worsen the outbreak.
As you can imagine, if individuals who do not have symptoms are able to spread the disease in high numbers, that means that more of the iceberg is being unseen.
More of the iceberg could be revealed when the CDC holds another briefing on Thursday. Governor Janet Mills warned that the news is likely to get worse before it gets better. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Governor Janet Mills' declaration of a civil emergency on Sunday opened up one option for some Mainers who are being financially hurt by the COVID-19 outbreak, small businesses and not-for-profit organizations. Low-interest loans through the Small Business Administration are available to small companies and not-for-profits. This includes areas like agriculture and aquaculture. The SBA is urging people to apply now for the loans of up to $2 million. NSBA spokesperson Michael Lampton says they are available for any expenses that can't be paid because of the impact of the crisis.
Once each state gets a declaration, then all small businesses within that state can apply for SBA economic assistance. These loans are specifically to pay for fixed debts, any accounts payable, any payrolls, or any other bills that may become due as a result of, this particular virus. If they've had a downturn as a result of, say, if there were a business that relied heavily on tourism, there were a restaurant, and now you're no longer getting the customer base that you routinely had, then obviously, you're having a downturn in your regular revenue growth, they would be eligible to apply for this economic injury disaster loan.
I'm reading here, it's this applies to small businesses, private nonprofit organizations of any size, small agricultural cooperatives, and small aquaculture enterprises. What about people who work freelance? People who are sole proprietors?
If they're sole proprietors and they reflect that there are a business on their tax return, then they're eligible to apply. But they have to be a registered business per IRS regulations. You have to be registered as a legitimate business in order to apply for this loan. If you're just showing income, ordinary income on your tax return, you may not necessarily be a business. You're just, you know, you're making money. But in order for you to apply for this loan, you have to be a legitimate business, which means that you have to be registered either with IRS or with the state or with the county.
What other resources is SBA making available to small businesses in Maine and around the country?
Well, there may be some other resources through the other divisions of SBA, and it may come as a result of the existing legislation that is in process but has not passed yet. The only legislation that has passed that allows SBA assistance at this point is the disaster program. And that loan is the only one that's available as of today, as I indicated. There's other legislations being processed within Congress that may open the doors for some additional things. But at this point, I can only speak to what's available right now, and that's this economic injury disaster loan for small businesses.
All right, Michael Lampton with the Small Business Administration. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
The interest rates for those loans are set at between 2.75 and 3.75%. But in a statement this afternoon, Democratic U.S. Representative Shelley Pingree and Jared Golden called on the SBA to make those rates zero. They were joined by New Hampshire Congressman Chris Pappas. You can learn more about the SBA's disaster assistance loans by going to sba.gov/disaster. Meanwhile, Senator Susan Collins of Maine announced late this afternoon that she is sponsoring legislation that would provide loans to help keep small businesses hurt by the epidemic up and running. That legislation would provide loans to small businesses that could be forgiven if used to keep workers on the job. She says the $300 billion program would ease the burden on all types of small businesses. She says the legislation would penalize businesses that use the money for anything but payroll and utility costs to keep a business operating. She and Florida Senator Marco Rubio are proposing the legislation as part of a third economic stimulus measure. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock, where we'll look at what's happening with school closings in Maine and how families can adapt. I'm Nora Flaherty.